AP update, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Associated Press has learned that U.S. Special Operations analysts were gathering intelligence on the hospital in Kunduz in Afghanistan days before it was destroyed by a U.S. military strike.
Because they thought that the Taliban was operating from there, and further that a Pakistani intelligence operative was operating from there.
That's the AP's Ken Delanian. At least 22 patients and hospital staffers were killed. Delanian reports it's unclear whether commanders were aware that the site was a Doctors Without Borders hospital or knew about the allegations of possible enemy activity.
Doctors Without Borders categorically denies that there were any gunmen or weapons in the hospital or any intelligence operatives. But if the U.S. believed that there were, generally they would take steps to avoid civilian casualties. They might surround the place with troops. They would never order an AC-130 gunship to blow the building apart.
The Pentagon says the attack was a mistake. Initially, analysts said that the strike was needed to protect U.S. troops. AP update, I'm Jack.